When World War I started, aviation was new. Flight was more art than science back then. Advances came as a result of trial and error, cause and effect. Aerial observers had been used in warfare since the Civil War. A hot air balloon tethered to the ground would be sent up, and observers would get high enough to see over the horizon. Powered flight meant they could see beyond the horizon and go behind the battle lines. That's where air battles began. In 1914, aircraft were slow and fragile. Both the Allies and the Germans flew their observation planes behind enemy lines and soon found themselves in the same airspace. The first aerial combat took place when opposing pilots shot it out with pistols at surprisingly close range. Soon, faster, more maneuverable pursuit planes were developed to attack the observers, which began falling from the sky at an alarming rate. The life expectancy of an observation air crew grew short, so pursuit planes became escorts. Aerial tactics were being invented. Before long, machine guns were mounted on the fuselage. But at first, they couldn't fire through the aircraft's propellers, so engine propellers were moved to the rear. These cumbersome aircraft carried names like Gunbus. It was the German Air Force that created the first so-called fighter plane. It was small and nimble, designed by Antony Fokker. It had a gun that fired forward through the propeller, using a gear that timed the firing of the gun so it missed the propeller. The pilot could aim the aircraft and fire the gun at the same time. There's a painting by Henri Furet made early in the war. It depicts a British observation plane being attacked by a Fokker from behind. Out on the wing of the British plane, lying on his belly, is a rifleman aiming at the approaching fighter with his bolt-action rifle. Desperate times called for desperate solutions. Pursuit pilots developed tactics, like get as close to your enemy as possible before firing, or create formations that can overwhelm the foe, and attack with the sun behind you. Observation aircraft evolve into large bombers with the ability to attack the enemy far beyond the front. They, too, learn to fly in formation, and soon legions of multi-engine bombers drone through the skies and explosives rain from the clouds. Before the war was over, the ability to attack cities from above became a harsh reality. Aviation advanced dramatically between 1914 and 1918 when the war ended. The art had become a science. Only 15 years after the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk, men and women were climbing into cockpits all over the world. They would soon fly across continents and oceans, engage in international speed races, carry mail and cargo and passengers, and capture the imagination of human beings everywhere. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.